Well, you know what I think. I'm a Christian. I'm not going to deny that.
I do want everyone to feel comfortable. That's why I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
Please do not go religious.
Somebody's going to hell over there.
He better not.
Even the devil will speak the truth for his own purposes.
This is war.
Accept it.
Back to Jerusalem podcast.
Yeah, I'm back and I'm armed with righteousness.
With your host, Eugene Bach.
He just seems like he's got it all figured out.
He's a righteous dude.
Yep.
Hello and welcome to another Back to Jerusalem podcast. I'm Eugene Bach, your host for this time, and I'm coming to you live on delay from somewhere within the borders of Gotland, Sweden this time. I'm actually with my wife. We're doing a 23-year anniversary on an island that was just had a flyover by the Russians carrying nuclear weapons. So we thought, let's go and visit that island before it actually goes over to Russia. Anyway, this podcast is a quick podcast that I'm doing while on the move. So the audio quality, not that I have a great audio quality for the most part. I'm always using my phone, right? But I usually have this microphone that I attach. I don't have it attached right now because I'm traveling, but I wanted to stop and do this podcast because there is an urgent prayer request coming out of China that I need to share with you. It's something that we've been seeing in the news for a couple of days now, but I'm starting to get messages from our pastor friends in China saying, please pray for us in Shanghai. And I want to pass that on to you. Right now, we're seeing horrible things take place. You know, China is basically turning certain cities into huge prisons, the world's largest prisons. They're doing the most extreme lockdowns inside of China of any other nation on earth. Right now I'm in Sweden. We have zero COVID policy at all. No masks on flights. I just took a flight from Germany 2 days ago to Stockholm. Not a mask in sight on the flight. When you arrive, there are no restrictions as far as, like, you know, social distancing, wearing a mask, only a certain number of people allowed in certain buildings at certain times, all of that gone and out the window. And it's not just Sweden. Many other nations have followed suit as well. I was just in the UK a couple weeks ago where I was preaching in different churches. And there we had the same thing. The UK got rid of all of their policies. I was in Copenhagen before that. Same thing in Copenhagen. Our friends in Poland are telling us it's very similar there, that Polish airlines have also stopped wearing masks. I was in Switzerland about a week ago, and same thing in Switzerland. Everything in Switzerland has been removed, so there are no more masks required anywhere, including the airport, and it actually feels quite freeing. So it is hard for me to imagine right now. And it's one of the things that still keep me restricted from traveling into China. I can travel into China. But the problem with traveling into China is that it's so stinking expensive, and I can't stay in China because most of our work these days are in the areas between China and Jerusalem. So if I go to China, I can't spend any time in the Middle East or in Africa, where I have been for the last couple of weeks. I just had an amazing trip where I worked with a team from Somalia. I was in Lebanon just a couple of days ago. There we have seen so many things happening throughout the Middle East. And I have to say, guys, God is moving in a powerful way. But at the same time, the enemy is really cracking down, trying to stop movement, trying to stop the church, trying to stop growth, trying to stop the preaching of the gospel. And we're not seeing anywhere as strong as we are in Shanghai. In Shanghai, we've just put up an article today. You can go to that. It's April 11th. Depending on when you're listening to this podcast, if you go to our archives for April 11th on our website, you'll see where we give details about people that are standing in their windows in their apartments, screaming out, begging for someone to come and help. There is one story where a guy called the police and wanted to turn himself in for committing a crime with the hopes that he would be arrested and get fed in jail. But the police told him that they can't arrest him and take him to jail because the jail is also out of food. There is a huge food crisis right now in Shanghai, and you're talking about a city of like 16 to 20 million people, depending on which stat you look at. Even more than that, when you start looking at the suburban areas, this is like half of Western Europe in one city. The country where I'm doing this podcast right now from, Sweden, has only like 8 to 10 million people. So you're talking about in one city alone, almost twice as many people in Shanghai. So they've gone in complete lockdown. And here's the problem. This is where it stems from. China told all of the Chinese in Shanghai that, listen, you got to go into lockdown. And we're seeing that throughout all of China. I mean, I know that Hong Kong is in lockdown right now. Several other large cities are in lockdown right now as I'm doing this podcast. And when I say lockdown, you're not allowed to leave your home. They do have essential workers, but it's not the same. Like, the term lockdown probably shouldn't even be used as it relates to China, because as it relates to China, what they're doing for a lockdown is actually much, much more than what we're seeing in the West. It should have another term associated with it, because it is more extreme. It is like being put in prison. And what we see inside of Shanghai is that people were told that by April 5th, which was a week ago, April 5th, the lockdown would lift. So everybody went into lockdown about a month ago, and they were told by the latest April 5th. So I just got a phone call from one of our pastor friends from Shanghai. And basically what he told me is he's been in lockdown for more than a month. More than a month. The people that went into lockdown thought they were going into lockdown for 2 weeks. So they went into lockdown with 2 weeks of supplies. The problem is supplies have run out for many homes. Many of the Christian friends that we're serving together with, their supplies have gone out. We have one sister who wrote to me from Shanghai saying that she hasn't had meat in the last week because they can't get meat. Now, they're in a special situation where they have somebody that works at the grocery store in their building. So they're able to put in orders only for vegetables. Because here's the problem with a lot of the grocery stores. The grocery stores are running out of food. And those that do have food are being looted. You can go online right now and watch videos of Chinese breaking their lockdown, going into grocery stores and looting the grocery stores. It's a bad situation, and it's one that we need to pray for. It's one in which brothers and sisters that are in the church, that are in the family with you and I, that need our prayers. Of course, this is a man-made disaster. What disasters that, you know, we've been responding to in the last couple of years have not been man-made disasters? ISIS in Iraq. So many of you guys responded, that was a man-made disaster. Ukraine right now, that is a man-made disaster. Many of the places where we go and we work together with the poor, like in North Korea, all of the poverty that is happening there is a man-made disaster. A lot of the disaster relief that we use today in response to disasters are not natural disasters. They are man-made disasters. And it seems like they're increasing, which is freaking amazing to me. Amazing or crazy, I don't know which term is actually the best one to use, in the way that you would think with all of the information that we have today at our fingertips, it would be easier than ever to know how to prevent a man-made disaster. It would be easier than ever to know that communism does not work. It would be easier to know more now than ever before that the system in North Korea is going to fail. It would seem to be more noticeable now more than ever that we would not have what we're seeing in even the Muslim world. So right now under lockdown, we can see that we have so many people that have gone without food in Shanghai, which is really tough. We see that with China in all of the cities that have gone under lockdown, that there have not been people that have been able to store enough food. If they store too much food, they're attacked by the government and being called hoarders. And of course, you can even see hoarders online right now being shamed. From the very beginning of this, we saw that people that bought too much toilet paper were called hoarders and they were shamed. Amazon actually made laws that you could not hoard like certain things during quarantine. This is one of the things with the Great Reset that I've been talking about, that just had the One World Government meeting in Dubai last week. for the Great Reset, one of the things that they want to do is to put everybody on a digital currency. And the digital currency for everybody would be perishable. Meaning that if you have your paycheck that comes in and you attempt to save it, it will not save. You have to spend it by a certain date. Why? Because they want everybody to be reliant on their jobs, everybody to be reliant on the government, nobody to have access, nobody being able to save or put back for a rainy day. Because that would be a form of hoarding. You can see right now reports coming out of Shanghai of people jumping off of buildings in desperation. People crying out to one another. There's one really freaky YouTube clip. We actually put it in our article of people just screaming from their windows. Man-made disaster. Keep our friends, our brothers and sisters, and the people of China in your prayers today as they go through this crisis. Pray for them as they become lights for Christ in a very dark situation and a dark country. I want to thank you so much for downloading this Back to Jerusalem podcast and praying for the underground church in China. Again, I'm Eugene Bach, your host for this time, coming to you live on delay from somewhere within the borders of Sweden. God bless you.